The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara here in Hayreis Daf Yud Amid Beis says Dorash Rava v'Yitamer of Yitzchok. Rava Dash, and then some say it was of Yitzchok. My dichtiv this that the pasuk says L'taiva in Mishlei L'taiva Yevakish Nifrod, for desire a person will become separated. U'bichol Tishia Yizkalo L'taiva Yevakish Nifrod, for taiva, for desire a person will become separated. Eloit, this refers to Loit. Shenifrad me Avram, that he was separated from Avram. The Mashal explains that it was Loit, the one that separated. Loit, because of Loit's taiva, his desire for money, he's the one that separated. The chol tishia yizkala shenizkala kloini bibata kinesis of bibata medrashis. And his bizoyoin, his embarrassment, became known in shuls and in bate midrashes. Shuls is usually referred to places where we daven and we learn from the Torah. Bate midrashes is where we learn Torah, where we people study Mishnayis, Gemaris, Psukim, the Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Amoni me'avi asurin is v'yisurin isra oilam. Hamoni, the Isav Hamoni Me'avi extends forever, from generation to generation. So, learning this Gemara alone, one may wonder why we have to quote a Mishnah. It's a bizoyan that they had, it's a pasuk in the Torah. What do I need this extra Mishnah for? If you look in Rashi, Masechta Nazir, this Gemara is brought also in Masechta Nazir. There, Rashi, it's not clear that the Pirush on the side of the Gemara is Rashi, but that Pirush explains that the Rav was saying that his embarrassment is in twofold. First of all, his embarrassment is in Batei Knesiyos, and second of all, it's in Batei Midrashis. Meaning to say, first of all, his bizayin is mentioned in the Torah, Psukim in the Torah, which is read during Kriyas HaTorah in Batei Knesiyos. And second of all, Batei Midrashis, second of all, his bizayin is in Batei Midrashis, is in places where they learn Torah, it's in a Mishnah. It's in places where they learn Torah, and therefore his bizayin is twofold. This concept of the Taiva Yivagish Nifrod, which is a pasuk which the Gemara here darshens and explains, is explained by the Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yoini Shari Tshuva, in Shari Rishon, Iker Tishi. He explains how one of the ways of a person coming to Tshuva is by breaking their Taiva. The Taiva is the source, is the cause for many chatoim. Like the pasuk says, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot, Klal Yisrael became fat, and because of that they rebelled. When a person has taiva, when a person gets pulled, after his taiva, after his desires, he's furthering himself from the derech of seichel, derech ha'nefesh ha'maskelas. He's distancing himself from following seichel, following logic, following the Rotein Hashem. He's becoming dictated by his desires rather than being dictated by the mitzvahs of Hashem. Rabbi Yoina goes on and he explains, Yesh lefarish ala inyin hazeh ba'atzmai l'tayvi yivakish nifrod. With this he explains the pasuk of the tayvi yivakish nifrod. Ish nifrod mikol ach v'chove l'tayvi hum yivakish. a person who is separated from everyone, he searches after taiva. Because he searches to go after his desires, because of that, his friends will keep away from him. And he explains more. Somebody who tries going after his taivis and his tainis, he is separated from all friends. Friends keep away from him. Desires of people differ one from another. Everybody has a different taiva. The rotten of this person is not like the rotten of that person. And therefore, people who are dictated by their desires cannot connect with others because they will each have a different desire, personal, specific to themselves. And if those taivas won't match, if those desires won't match, they will have no way of connecting. If a person goes in the path of seichel, then he could connect to others. Then he could have many friends. Excuse me. I believe with this we can understand the words of the Yaris Dvash, an understanding of Yom Kippurim and Purim. The Yaris Dvash writes that all of the days of Aseres Metshuva are kineged Aseres HaDibrois. The 10 Aseres Metshuva, this is in Chilik Aleph Yerushay, the 10 days of Aseres Metshuva are paralleled to the 10 Aseres HaDibrois. And they go in order. The first day is kineged Anoichi. The second day is kineged Yelecha. And Yom Kippur is kineged Leisachmoid. Now, we can easily understand how the Avodah, so the things we do, the mitzvahs we do on Rosh Hashanah, connects very well with this parallel of the first 2 days of Aseres Metshuva being kineged Anoichi and Lo Yielecha. The whole Avodah of Anoichi Lo Yielecha, the mitzvahs are to recognize that Hashem is the Ibishter. The whole, we're very busy. The whole first 2 days of Aseres Metshuva, which are the first 2 days of, which are the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, davening in shul and saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Imloch, Lo Yilavoed, we're busy with Malchius, which is all the idea of Anoichi and Le'yelecha, believing that Hashem is the Eibishter. The Yaris Vash says Yom Kippur is parallel to Le'isachmoid. Is where therefore, because Yom Kippur is kineged leisachmoid, so therefore there is no desire on Yom Kippur. So, bearing the Rabbi Yoina in mind, we look at a piyut that we say on Yom Kippur, and we will see how it fits so beautifully. We say in a piyut on Yom Kippur, this is during Musaf, after we talk about the avodah that the Kohen Gadol will do in the Beis HaMikdash, we describe what the day of Yom Kippur is. And we say, Yom Asa Ba'achilo, Yom Asa B'Shisiyo. Yom Kippur is a day that it's prohibited to eat, it's prohibited to drink, Yom Asa B'Rechitza, Yom Asa B'Sich, Yom Asa Matash Hamita. It's also with all the five Inuyim. Yom Asa B'Ne'ilas HaSandal, it's a day that you can't wear shoes. Yoim Simas Ava Vereyes, it's a day when we instill in ourselves love and friendship. Yoim Azivas Kineves Acheros. Yoim Shem Timcha Lechalav Enu Yisainu. It's a day that we instill love and friendship, a day of abandoning jealousy and Tacheros and competition. These two things go in hand. The way to describe Yom Kippur is that it's a day that we separate from Taivis, we separate from all desires. And with that, it's a Yoim Simas Ave Vereus. with that is a day when we instill love and friendship, when we come away from, when we come away from Taiva, we have no longer this problem of the Taivi Vakish Nifrod, we are able to instill friendship. Yom Azivas Kin of Asachros is the day that we abandon jealousy. If you don't have desires, you don't have jealousy. And this is parallel, this fits very well with what the Ares Dvash says. The Ares Dvash says that Yom Kippur is a day parallel to Leisach Moed. The whole Avoda is a day that we work on not being jealous of another. Without, when there's no jealousy, then we're able to connect, we're able to have that Ave Vireus, and that fits very well. And I think we could add, there was one more shlaf to this, that we, there's a very famous Vilna Goyin. The Vilna Goyin says, Yom Kippurim. The day of Yom Kippur is like Purim. Kippurim, it's like Purim. In other words, there's a parallel between the day of Yom Kippur and the day of Purim. And, besides for that, that there's a parallel, that they're like each other. One is like the other. But which one is greater? When you compare Yom Kippur to Purim. Purim is the one that's greater. Yom Kippur is similar, is a little like Purim. And we can explain it as follows. Purim, as we explained, Yom Kippur is a day of Yom Simas Ahava V'Reis, is a day when we instill in ourselves love and friendship. The Avodah of Purim is also such a day, Yom Simas Ahava V'Reis. As the famous Manas Halevi says, the whole explanation of Mishneach Manas is, which others say as well, to, because the Chet came about because it was pirud, because they were separated one from the other, so the tikkun to that chet was to give Mishleach Manas. The mitzvah of Purim is, we're busy a whole day giving Mishleach Manas, we're having a day of Av V'Reyus. Purim is Avoida, Purim is to build friendship, build connection with others, have love and have friendship. So there are really 2 days a year. There are days of Av V'Reyus, Yom Kippur and Yom Purim. However, there's a big difference between them. Yom Kippur, as we said, is a day when we come to this friendship by abandoning all of the desires. We keep away. No, Yom Asa V'Achili, Yom Asa V'Shtiya. We forget about all desires. Then we come to have a Yom Simas Ahava V'Reyus. When we took away all the desires, we're able to focus on and instill in ourselves Ahava V'Reyus. That's one madrega. It's a choshev madrega in its own. But Yom Purim is a day when we have a mitzvah to eat. We have a mitzvah to party. We have a mitzvah to have mishta v'simcha. We have a mitzvah to have all these desires. Not to refrain from the desires. And even so, in midst of having all the desires, we still have a Yom Simas Ahava V'Reyus. We have another day in the year when we have, despite the fact that we have all these desires, we are still able to have a day of Simas Ahava V'Reyus. That madriga is even higher. How is it that we come to such a madriga? That's only because it's true that the Ratzon Hashem is not, we should necessarily keep away from Achila and Shesiyah. Hashem made us as human beings, but we're able to elevate ourselves and direct that Achila and Shesiyah, that is Avodas Hashem, in a way that it's not just being dictated by our desires. We're able to have Achila and Shesiyah, but not being dictated, not being lured into that we're full of desires, and we're able to still, despite having Achila, having Shesiyah, we're eating it because it's a mitzvah of Hashem, and therefore we still are able to connect, to have that Ave V'Reyus, because we did not lose, we did not become attached to that Taiva. May we all zoiche to have b'koine of these madrigas on the days of Purim and Yom Kippur, and they should extend to the whole year, that we should always have, be able to be dictated by the Seichel, not dictated by our taivus, and be able to have simas ave v'reyus, be able to have this madrigo of love and friendship.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.